Welcome to our Bible study on the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4a. Again, I am assuming you have read the passage, that you have your Bible open before you, and that you understand our translations may not agree. I also invite you to our in-person Bible study on Wednesdays from 5:15 until 6 p.m. at the church in the Fellowship Hall. Our passage is a report of the call of Abram, whose name will become Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, verse 5, and it marks a key transition in the book of Genesis. Chapters 1 through 11 in Genesis is a history of creation, followed by stories that mostly seem to add up to a history of human sin. Genesis 3 tells us of the disobedience of Eve and Adam. Genesis 4 tells the story of Cain's murder of his brother. Chapters 6 through 9 tell us of the flood and as a divine judgment on human corruption. And chapter 11 explains the dispersion of peoples into different nations with different languages because of human arrogance and sin. Our passage begins a transition, and in chapters 12 through 50, we see the focus change from a history of God with creation to a history of God with a particular people. In a way, the stage narrows from the world to a town in Mesopotamia to a single family to the mind and heart of a single individual, Abram. God's choice of Abram is not to exclude others, but rather it is intended to serve as a mission that includes all creation. By you, all the families of earth will be blessed. That's in verse 4. That word blessing is used 88 times in Genesis. Blessing is equated with fertility, from herds and flocks to human life. It embraces material well-being, peace, and general success. In the Quran, remember, Islam counts Abraham as their father too. Abraham is presented as more heroic. He speaks out as a child against his own people who were worshiping idols. He said, "I believe in the one true God," even though speaking out this way endangered his life. He had to leave his own land, not just because God said, "Leave," but because he stood up for God and truth in society. But in Christianity, Abram isn't chosen because he's a good guy. He's chosen as a definition of God's grace. God chooses Abram, not because of Abram's obedience to the law, because the law has not been given. God's choosing of Abram is an act of God's freedom. Notice how little is actually stated in our passage about the faith of Abram. We do not hear him speak through the entire episode, but he is not passive. His faith stands out in understatement. When the Lord sent him, without telling him where to go, he went as the Lord had told him. Verse 4. The promise to Abraham is reported from the perspective of those who have experienced its fulfillment. From people who are settled in the land in which he was just a sojourner, from people who have become a great nation. The good news of the promise actually applies more to Abraham's descendants than to Abraham himself. The writer and reader know more than Abraham. They know that he sets out on a journey that does not lead to a permanent home, that he and Sarah will live their lives as resident aliens in a land. Our verses begin a history of salvation, which will unfold in the rest of the Bible, including the New Testament. Notice how much of an emphasis the Abraham story has in the New Testament. Through the writings of Paul and the work of the early church, we see support for the claim that the gospel of Jesus Christ is properly extended beyond Jews who obeyed the law, but also to Gentiles who were not subject to Jewish law. Paul makes the argument in Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 25, and even more so in Galatians chapter 3, verse 8, where Paul regards the promise of Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. In conclusion, when we read the Bible and when we study Christianity, we discover that those who are not chosen for privilege, but for service. This concludes our study for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Take care and God bless.